It's Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. I'm Jay Samuel, and this is The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. So, in years past, usually something would come up within the first 2 weeks of the Dog Days that would make me stumble. It would make me just kind of skip a day, apologize, and then skip the rest of the challenge the next day. And usually, like I said, it's about 2 weeks in that such an event typically would occur. However, in my return trip to the Dog Days this year, Tuesday morning was that day that would normally make me stop. So what's happening? I had mentioned I had done a lot of stuff yesterday. I was very tired, but I had gotten a lot of stuff done, and I was very happy about that. And I expected to rebound from it, to be tired afterwards the next day, to hurt. It's that's normal for me. It happens. What I did not expect was that shortly after posting yesterday's episode, I leave my office, step into my hallway, and go, that's weird. My carpet's wet. At first I think, maybe I spilled some water or something when I got my drink, for the show. Just add something to drink real fast and clean the palate. And I take another step. Well, that's wet carpet, but that's like almost puddle wet. Oh no. To put it simply, there was water throughout the carpet in the hallway, and right on the other side of the wall from there was the laundry room, which had a nice puddle in it. And yeah, long story short, after running a wet vac until about 8 a.m. in the morning, I should mention, I normally am very nocturnal. I tend to go to bed around 5 a.m. my time. Maybe 4, sometimes 5, occasionally 6. I was in bed about 8, 9 a.m. yesterday after running wet vac, cleaning up that that carpet, and mopping up as much water as I could. I wasn't sure at the time if it was the washer. I had a pretty good idea that that's what it was, but I wasn't sure at first. I let things kind of dry as I slept through the day. The reason why I didn't know for sure if it was the washer was because we recently had some roof stuff done, and some of the other neighbors who had similar work done had said that the vent above the dryer was leaking. And that was right near where we were, so that could have been it. And it had been raining a lot. We also have the AC running because it's summer in Florida, and maybe something was dripping from the vent. There was many possibilities, but all of them were wrong except for the washing machine. Because after I finally got up a few hours later and pulled myself over there, I ran a test cycle of this machine, and sure enough, a little trickle of water came out. And it was just so discouraging, and I was so tired and hurt and like wanting to catch up on house stuff. And it's like, what are you going to do? What can you do? You got to laugh about it. That's because part of me would want to say, you know what? No, it's just fine. I'm just going to skip a day. I'm going to skip everything today. I'm just going to deal with this and then just move on. And I got to thinking about all the previous times I've tried to do the Dog Days and just haven't because something came up. And I didn't want that to happen this time. I wanted to make sure I got all the way through. So I'm not letting it stop me. I'm complaining a bit here and chuckling about it and having someone come tomorrow to fix it and spend more money on a machine that I think we spent more money repairing than it actually cost to buy the machine at this point. But I gotta laugh about it. It's crazy. It's tiring. I am exhausted because right now in the hallway is a fan hoping to try to dry the underside of the carpet, because I run that wet vac as much as I can, and the top layer is dry, but when you step into it, you feel wet in your sock again. So the inside underneath is definitely still wet. Not as bad, but still wet. And so I've got a fan in there trying to pull up as much humidity as I can. Really wish we'd bought a dehumidifier a few years ago. Oh well. Hindsight. And I'm gonna go deal with this craziness after I get some early sleep tonight and see what repair person says tomorrow. In the meantime, music for this episode and the entire Dark Days of Podcasting for the Note is How Stars End from the album Light Off by Ukemad, available on magnatune.com. If you are not already listening to the master feed of Dark Days of Podcasting, head to darkdaysofpodcasting.com. So many wonderful people are at it today and are just putting out some really fun podcasts. Just everything. Music and singing and journaling and choices and movies and other just a bunch of cool stuff out there. Seriously, if you're listening to just me, if you're someone out there who is still following the Hidden Node and has found this feed, go listen to some of the other podcasts. They're so fun. They're so fun. They're short. They're enjoyable. They're a good time. In the meantime, I'm going to go head off and go relax before I have to do stuff tomorrow. Take care, lovely people. Bye-bye.